From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, Assistant News Research Editor. How you doing, Melissa?
It's good. It's Friday. I think we've discussed that.
Yeah, it's Friday. Well, Melissa and I were invited by Lifetime to take a sneak peek at the network's new original movie, Patricia Cornwell's At Risk, which premieres at 8 p.m. Saturday, April 10th on Lifetime Television. Daniel Sunjata from Rescue Me and Andy McDowell from Michael star in the movie based on the novel by best-selling crime writer Patricia Cornwell. Sunjata plays Massachusetts State Investigator Wynn Garano, who looks into a cold case at the request of Boston District Attorney Monique Lamont. Monique Lamont, they call her Money, played by McDowell. So, Melissa, what did you think of At Risk?
Okay. I think the title is appropriate because, of, in my opinion, a viewer who watches this will be at risk of either A, falling into a deep sleep, or B, bursting into fits of laughter.
Okay.
I thought that Andy McDowell did the worst overacting I have seen in a long, long time. And she was almost yelling. I mean, she was like yelling some of her lines that did not need to be yelled, I didn't think. But the guy that plays the lead is okay. Mm-hmm. And I think Annabeth Gish in it, they do the best they can. I thought the dialogue was horrible.
Okay.
But now there's my opinion. What did you think?
Well, see, I enjoyed it. It was a kind of a crime, suspense, mystery, you know, novel brought to TV, and it had me guessing till the end who did it.
I thought even who did it was lame, and how they explained what happened was totally lame. But I know that I'm a Mary Higgins Clark fan of her books, mm-hmm. and most of the movies they've made, the TV movies of her books, did not at all live up to the books. And I haven't read Patricia Cornwell's books, so I'm wondering if maybe that's kind of what happened here.
Well, Patricia Cornwell was actually on set.
So I'm in trouble.
For the filming. And, of course, this was her first novel to be brought to either TV or film. And, you know, I'm sure she was just thrilled because of that. And just seeing the process, what the interviews I read from her, she was pleased with how it translated on television.
Maybe it just wasn't my cup of tea. Yeah. I just wasn't in the right mood. But I didn't care for it.
Okay. Well, At Risk follows Monique, who's running for governor, and she thinks she's found the perfect mystery to showcase her new crime initiative, and she puts Wynn Garano on the case. He follows the evidence on this 20-year-old case, and it leads him to a killer in Knoxville and then back to Boston and a crime close to home. And I thought it was fun, but what I thought was even more fun is Lifetime is going to follow this up with the sequel the following Saturday. It's Patricia Cornwell's The Front, and the two kind of tie together, you know, in some aspects, and I thought that was fun.
Okay. Well, we'll let, of course, as always, the viewers decide. Some people may really enjoy it, and I hope they do.
Mm-hmm. Well, didn't you enjoy Diane Carroll's character? She played Garano's grandmother, Nana. She was psychic, and she was reading tarot cards, and
not really.
Well, see, I just laughed whenever she, you know, turned over a card, and it's like, oh, and she gets up and she puts it in the freezer to put it on ice.
See, I thought that was silly.
See, well, I thought that was fun.
The only redeeming thing about that movie, and the only reason I'm going to give it the rating that I'm giving it, is mm-hmm. because it had a small part for a cute little dog.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember
Miss
the dog.
Miss Dog, the grandma's
Miss
dog.
Miss Dog, that's right.
Yes, the dog was adorable.
That was cute. Okay, well, gosh. Melissa, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being outstanding, 0 being not even, you know, worth it, what would you rate Patricia Cornwell's At Risk?
Two for Miss Dog.
Two for Miss Dog. She's got 4 paws, though.
Okay, well, I'll give 4 then for the 4 paws.
Okay.
I know, it's bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, see, I give it an 8 because, like I said, it kept me guessing till the end, and I liked how it tied in with the second movie that will premiere the following Saturday. So
okay, well, I always think it's interesting when people watch the same show but have such different opinions. Mm-hmm. So this was kind of fun to have such a different view.
That's true. So at Melissa's, urging, check it out at your own risk. I say go for it. It's At Risk, airing at 8 p.m. Saturday, April 10th on Lifetime. And if you do enjoy it, tune in at 8 p.m. Saturday, April 17th for The Front. That's the sequel. As always, come back to another TV preview podcast because Melissa and I will have another program to tell you about. Thanks so much for listening.